Amen.
Amen. The peace of Christ be with you.
And also with you.
It's Lent. It inaugurates a journey, 6 weeks, as we turn our faith with Jesus to the cross. A journey that asks us to reflect and to discern. It asks us to accept an invitation to enter into Jesus' life. God, who took on flesh, Jesus, does this journey to the cross for us, with us, and we are invited to join with him in that. And as we begin this journey together, it's our great privilege to have our friend, one of my good friends, Father Charlie Brown from St. Francis de Sales, one of our covenant partners. This is our 12th year doing this together. It is great.
I love it.
And this is one of my favorite chapels of the year, partly because I just get to hang out with Father Charlie all morning. It's awesome. If you've never had a chance to know Father Charlie or spend time with him, I highly encourage you to do that. He is a man of God, a man of deep faith, and I am proud to both call him a colleague, but also my friend. Would you please give a warm welcome to Father Charlie Brown?
Thank you. Thank you, Ben. Thank you very much. It's great to be back to share some reflections with you as we begin the season of Lent. The tradition of Lent comes from what Jesus did before he began his public ministry, where he went out into the desert, where he fasted and prayed for 40 days and 40 nights. That number 40 is that time frame that we prepare for the season of Easter, where Jesus, who died on the cross and rose from the dead for our salvation, that we too enter into that journey towards the cross. But that journey, as for Jesus, was a time in the desert, a time where he was hungry, a time where he was thirsty, obviously. That thirst. I'd like to reflect a little bit on that thirst. The thirst that Jesus has and the thirst that we have. About a year ago, I had the opportunity to live a retreat. It was about 4 days that a friend has a retreat center up in the hill country outside of San Antonio, Texas. And it's not really desert, but it's a dry area. There's just a little creek that runs through it. And in the time of my prayer, it became apparent to me that in my sins and my failings and my sometimes the desires that aren't always aligned with God's desires and the goodness of God, just reflecting on that idea of water, of my thirst and being quenched. And it came painfully apparent to me that in so many things in my life and in my struggles with sin, that I was looking for the water that was stagnant, going back to this place that really didn't fulfill, that God wants to fill and quench our thirst. As Jesus journeyed in that desert, he was thirsty. He was thirsty for something special. I'm going to get to that point in a minute, but I want to read a scripture that in many of our traditions we will hear proclaimed and we'll reflect upon for the third Sunday of Lent. And it's when Jesus had this encounter with the woman at the well, a woman from Samaria. And how in that encounter, not only did she recognize her thirst, but how Jesus satisfied that thirst in just a very powerful way. And so this story begins when Jesus was waiting at the well at the height of the heat of the day at noon. So let us listen to God's word from the Gospel of John, chapter 4. And a woman of Samaria came to draw water. And Jesus said to her, "Give me a drink." His disciples had gone into the town to buy food. The Samaritan woman said to him, "How can you, a Jew, ask me, a Samaritan woman, for a drink? For Jews use nothing in common with Samaritans." Jesus answered and said to her, "If you knew the gift of God who is saying to you, 'Give me a drink,' you would have asked him, and he would have given you living water. The woman said to him, "Sir, you do not even have a bucket, and the cistern is deep. Where then can you get this living water? Are you greater than our father Jacob, who gave us the cistern and drank from it himself with his children and his flocks?" Jesus answered and said to her, "Everyone who drinks this water will be thirsty again. But whoever drinks the water I shall give will never thirst. The water I shall give will become in him a spring of water, welling up to eternal life." The woman said to him, "Sir, give me this water, so that I may not be thirsty or have to keep coming here to draw water." And the story goes on in a very powerful way. I'd like to just focus it on this part. The season of Lent is for us to go into the desert and to recognize our thirst, our need for God. To recognize that the well, that we are like this woman that goes to the well daily, but yet the water that she was drawing never fully satisfied. She was looking for something deeper, whether she knew that or not, whether she was aware of that or not. She was truly looking for the water that Jesus was willing to give. Lent is taking time to become aware of that, to recognize that need, to recognize that some of the wells that we have gone to are wells that truly do not satisfy our thirst, do not satisfy our deeper desires, the desires that God himself has put within us, the desires that God himself wishes to fulfill, and those desires and hopes and dreams that Jesus wishes to give to us in himself, in his divine life, in his grace. And so we can do that, but as we know, it's hard to see those things in ourselves that are difficult, that might not paint us in the most positive light. But we're able to do so when we're like that woman, when we're together with Christ. Christ who wants the best for us, Christ who is showing his love and his mercy, that we don't need to run away from whatever that desire, whatever that dryness is in our life, whatever that sin is in our life, not to be caught up in guilt and shame, but rather to be forgiven, to look for that forgiveness, that desire to turn away from whatever that may be, and to attach ourselves, and to be caught up in to this encounter with Christ and his divine life. That's why we have Lent. That's why we have these 40 days. For us as human beings, it's hard to get it right in a one-time, once-and-for-all sort of a way. We need that encounter daily with Christ. Lent is a time that we have these traditional disciplines, these practices that comes from the sixth chapter of Matthew's gospel, of fasting, of prayer, of almsgiving. Fasting, I believe, for us is that way in which we let go of things. We enter into that desert. We experience that dryness. We experience that need we have for God. Whatever we may choose to give up, the hunger that we may feel connects us to that deeper desire for God. Our prayer. Our prayer is like what the woman was doing with Jesus, that encounter. Making times in your life, in our lives, so we can put those distractions aside, that we can truly be present, that we can be in conversation, that we can listen to God talk to us, that we can be with the Word of God, and let it challenge us, let it comfort us, let it guide us. How can we in the season of Lent create that moment in a deeper way to have that encounter with Christ? Almsgiving. Almsgiving isn't only about being generous with our money, but it's being generous with who we are. Later on in the story, the woman, after having this encounter with Jesus, having received this living water of his Spirit, his grace, she couldn't keep it to herself. She was compelled to go to go back into the town, to other people know. She gave of herself. How can we do that for one another? But there's more than one thirst in this story. It's not only the thirst of the Samaritan woman. There's not only our thirst, our desire to deepen that encounter with Christ and his grace. But there's that wonderful question that Jesus asked this woman. Can you give me some water? Can you give me a drink? He was expressing his thirst. St. Augustine talks about it as this was Jesus' way of saying that he thirsted for her faith. He thirsted for her to respond in a deeper faith, to come back to him. Jesus thirsts for us. He thirsts for our response in faith. How can we deepen that response in these 40 days that we take together as we journey with Christ in the desert? The image of the cross is so important. The cross, a sign of our salvation. The cross that shows for us what Jesus did on the cross once and for all, but also we as disciples that are called to take up our cross daily and follow him. What is it that we need to die to? What is it that we need to let go of? And so as we recognize our thirst, our desire to be for these living waters, let us let go of those things, those buckets or those wells, rather, that we go back to that don't really satisfy, but turn to the one who can give us living waters. So that when we come together to celebrate Easter, the new life of Christ for us, his victory over sin and death, that our lives may be that continual transformation, that we may make that space where his life can more and more be in our lives. And so let us pray. So, Lord, we ask you to be with us as we begin these 40 days, this journey with you in the desert. We recognize our thirst, our need for your life, our need for your forgiveness, for your mercy. May we go to you frequently, daily, in the season of Lent, to be satisfied with your Holy Spirit, with your grace, your divine life. The Lord, as you have created us for yourselves, may we find that gift that you give to us in your divine life in you. So be with us as we journey together as your family this season of Lent, as we are marked with the sign of these ashes, the sign of our dying with you. May we rise anew with you in your life. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen.